The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown old be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Growing up, actually until about a year ago, maybe I'm still growing up. Growing up, every time I would hear this passage and the question from Nicodemus, I would think, what a silly question. I mean, how can a man once grown old be born again? He can't re-enter his mother's womb. I go, why would anybody say such a thing? And then all of a sudden it was, who was that priest who came to visit and gave the talk? Anyway, great Marian priest. And he says, the question, it's the perfect question. Nicodemus knows what he's talking about, right? There is no birth without a woman. You have to have a mom. No one is born without a mother. But our Lord reveals that it's not a birth of the flesh, it's a birth of the Spirit. And John, from whom we hear this, most fully understood this mystery, understood it most profoundly, because he was the one to hear from our Lord, "Behold your mother." Right? And John understood, either in that moment or reflecting further, oh my gosh, it's a spiritual birth that I just experienced. She really is my mom. My brothers and sisters, our Lord, our Lady. You know, oftentimes we refer to her all the time as our mother. But I think very few Catholics really enter into that mystery. Right? It's not a mother in name only. It's a mother really and truly. Right? To go through our spiritual lives without Our Lady as our mom, it's like growing up in a home without a mother. I mean, could you imagine growing up without the care of a mom in your home? And sometimes that does happen, and when it does happen, everybody knows it's not the ideal. And God can provide in different ways in those situations. St. Maximian Kolbe said this, "The little infant that draws away from his mother and refuses his mother's breast will perish from hunger. In the same way, one who draws away from the Blessed Mother will perish from spiritual hunger." And my brothers and sisters, how does this birth take place? A birth always requires a man also. Right? A mother does not become pregnant without the assistance of a father. And God the Father, by His eternal design, chose that it would be always in and through the Holy Spirit that Our Lady would give birth. Beginning with our Lord Jesus Christ. Every single one of us was born through Mary by the Spirit. And so, St. Maximian Kolbe could also say, the nearer we come to Our Lady, the more we become holy, the more we become filled with the Holy Spirit. The devil knows this. He knows that the nearer we are to Our Lady, the more graces we receive from her hands. That is why he tries at all costs to draw the soul away from the Blessed Mother, even under the guise of devotion to Jesus. We ask our Lord today, who was born of the Holy Spirit and of Mary, to allow us to enter into this mystery so that we might imitate him fully, opening our hearts evermore to Our Lady, that she might open them to the Holy Spirit.